All right, you know him, you love him, Pat McGann. You also know and you love Jim Flanagan. They're both joining me now here on WGN. Pat, how are you doing, my friend? Good to chat with you.
John, great to chat with you. Happy Labor Day. I'm doing great, man. I'm home. I'm in Chicago, so that makes me happy.
You taking the day off from being funny, or you still coming up with some jokes today?
I am taking the day off. I came on here to be very serious. I have a list of grievances that I want to dive into. I'm mad.
Yeah.
Like everyone else.
Yeah.
Everyone's surprised by the increase in murders. It's like, don't you want to murder someone? I want to murder people. I used to want to punch people in the face. That was my level of anger. I don't want to punch that guy in the face. Now I'm ready to murder.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm in a good mood.
Jim Flanagan, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, man. Now you get to see what I deal with on a weekly basis on this podcast.
Yeah, Jim, tell us a little bit about All Over the Place, because it certainly fits the first 2 minutes of this segment.
You're not lying, John. Yeah, it just started from conversations we would have normally, and we just talk a lot, and we go on some random riffs, and it's a lot of fun, and we decided to turn it into a podcast. And then the timing, John, it was right around the time, actually, when I met you last year in studio, just before the pandemic, right when we started this, and then it really kind of became a time capsule for the last year and a half, you know?
Right. So I don't want to say I inspired you, but I put you in a good place. And then, you know,
that's it, John. I think I was more concerned that you and I we had the ability to stop this whole thing before it started.
Yeah.
Hey, does Jim know how to sell the podcast or what? It's a time capsule. If you want to relive the last year and a half,
and who
we
doesn't?
Have it for you.
Yes.
You can revisit the last year and a half.
Let's do it again, folks. Roll it back.
Taste it again. Taste it again for the first time.
So you guys have a 100.
The agony.
You guys are. If that wasn't exciting enough, the 100th episode is going to be live at Zany's. Gotta love a live podcast episode, of course. Pat, I do want to say the proceeds go to an awesome organization. So, you know, it Danny Did Foundation does some incredible work, and I know it's something near and dear to you.
Yeah, you know, Danny Did, I've been doing things with for really since they started, and I was kind of starting and hosting things, and it's a personal relationship that I have with the Stanton family. I went to, not the same high school, but grew up with one of Danny's aunts, went to college with his uncle, and they're doing great things, the Stanton family, to help people that are dealing with epilepsy. Mostly pediatric epilepsy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just really making a difference. And we've never done a live taping before, a live podcast. We're confident that this will be a good night. We're not in this to make money, right? We're Chicago guys. We're just good dudes trying to have a nice night. So we're like, hey, let's do this for Danny Did. They've been doing so many great things, and we have a relationship with them. Let's put our podcast into Zany's, get some people into Zany's, meet the people that listen to this ridiculous hour of conversation that Jim and I have every week. I mean, it really is the most fun thing I'm doing right now. Jim and I are great friends. He's a great comic, and we've been working together a long time. So it's fun to put these conversations out there and to see people respond to them. And now we can do this for Danny Did. It's just a win for everyone. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Pat, do you really want to see who listens to this podcast? Are you looking forward to that?
You know, we call our listeners Brimleys, and we think it's going to be a filthy Brimley night. It's going to be a fantastic reunion. Yeah. To put faces to the, we look online for the downloads, and now we can put faces to the numbers. You know, Jim's a big numbers guy.
Yeah.
He'll tell you the stats. But when he analyzes those, now he can have some faces to put towards as well.
Yeah, Jimmy, I want to know, do you have to listen to all 99 before you show up, or is there continuity issues, you know, characters that you bring back, or can you show up and just get number 100 as your first one?
John, I would recommend you starting from the beginning and getting through all of them by then. If you could do that for us, that'd be great. No, I mean, it's just, it's random every week. There are some times when people will reach out and say, hey, what does this mean? And then they'll go back and kind of find what it meant and everything and go from there. Like the Brimleys, kind of figure out how we started calling our fans Brimleys so we can see who's in the cocoon. but yeah, no, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And like Pat said, it's a great organization. We got a very special guest. Are we allowed to announce that, Pat?
Yes, I believe so. Go ahead. Tell us Chicago land area.
I love when you're figuring out the segment as we go. Thanks, guys, for being prepared for it. You couldn't have called each other before you came on WGN Radio 50,000 watts to figure this out?
Oh, hey, you know
we
what?
We don't then? Talk anymore, John.
Let's hold,
we
just on, say to our, save it for the let's hold on to our scoop. Let's hold on to the scoop then.
No. You got to announce it now. They're begging on the text line. What is it, Jimmy?
Legendary Chicago blues man Taranzo Cannon is going to be our guest. He's one of the best musicians in Chicago, and he's going to be joining us that day for a special interview. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's awesome. All right, so the tickets are available at DannyDid.org. All proceeds benefiting the Danny Did Foundation. Tickets, they're $25. There's still a couple dozen left. And I'm saying that because people got to get a move on this sort of thing. If they want to do it, it's all over the place as the podcast, the 100th episode, October 3rd at 4 p.m. And I know you guys are both busy. Pat, everything going well with Sebastian? I know you're on the Nobody Does This tour having a blast.
Yes, you know what? I've been very fortunate to be back at it the last few months. The tour has been insane. It's been great to be back out there. Sebastian Maniscalco is doing some rare things in comedy, so it's been quite an experience, the venues we're going into. So very much back at it, and this weekend we'll be in Ohio. And, it's good. Jim and I are going to be – we got a gig coming up in October in Michigan. And then we got some Chicago stuff coming up too, don't we, Jimmy?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I'm going to be headlining Zany's December 26th. So,
ooh, a Boxing Day special.
Look, exactly. I mean, everyone's got family that they're ready to get rid of at that point, right, Jim? So
that's
buy
great.
Them tickets for Christmas. Get them out of your house for a couple hours.
That sounds like a plan. And for any Canadians out there, a real special day there, too. All right, Pat, Jim, thanks to talk to you guys. Good luck with the show, okay?
John, great to talk to you, man. Happy Labor Day, bud.
Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All
right. All over the place. That segment certainly was. Quick break, then the news here on WGN.